are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was Kansas City, Kansas-born trumpeter Carmel Jones with the 1965 tune Jayhawk Talk, leading us into another hour of Neon Jazz together. He met saxophone legend Nathan Davis at the age of 7 and attended both junior high and high school with him. Both played together in marching bands and began listening to and experimenting with jazz at a very early age. From there, he spent 4 years in the Air Force Band while stationed at Hickman Air Force Base in Hawaii. That is where he played with singer Billie Holiday and led his first quintet. From there, Carmel moved to California in 1960 and worked as a studio musician for several years. He released 2 albums as a leader on the Pacific Jazz label and was also a sideman with Bud Shank, Onzie Matthews, Curtis Amy, Harold Land, and the great Gerald Wilson. Carmel is known for his contribution to Horace Silver's 1965 Blue Note album, Song for My Father. So, in 1965, Carmel ended up moving to Germany, and he lived there for 15 years. During that time, he worked with a lot of different cats, from about 1968 to 1980. But it was after 1980 that Carmel decided to come back to America, and he wanted to work as a teacher. He made many appearances gigging at local clubs in Kansas City when he came back, and his final album was released in 1982. Carmel lived a long, well-traveled journey and left us at the age of 60 back in 1996. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that brought you Carmel Jones, right here in Kansas City. Just itching to spin more jazz through those speakers of yours. And this man will cure that itch with a good dose of all that jazz. Here's the brilliant tenor sax man, Illinois Jacquet, with the 1952 song, Port of Rico.
Thank you.
from Kansas City's crop of young jazz blood coming from UMKC to continue making the Renaissance wave bigger and badder. That was the talented saxophonist and clarinetist Gunnar Ginder with the tune The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. From the streets of Cincinnati, Ohio, he began his jazz journey young on the sax. And he moved on to events such as the Allstate Jazz Ensemble in Ohio, along with the Monterey Jazz Fest in California. At a young age, he has gotten around, playing with cats like Eric Alexander, Benny Golson, Tim Warfield, and many others. Under the sage instruction of Bobby Watson, he just won the 2015 Van Doren Emerging Jazz Artist Competition, and he is a good name that will be around for a while here in KC. Here's a cool little duo next on the show from 1968. This is Eddie Lockjaw Davis with Paul Gonsalves, letting you know that love is here to stay.
Can't stop, no, not now. Maybe you'll see what you can be. No, baby, don't stop, not now. Each stone you pass is just one class, and there's miles ahead. Pick up your speed, it's what you need. You can't stay in bed. Now you got it, once you spot it, go on straight ahead. Running, roaring, each step soaring, puts you miles ahead. Here hear that voice now. It's your choice now. Lead the pack instead. Those you pass by have let life die, left their girl behind. Shout the tune now, shoot the moon now, free what's in your mind. Keep that track now, don't look back now, milestones mark the past.
That was New York-based jazz singer Mark Murphy with the 1961 tune Milestones off his album called Raw. Mark has always possessed a definitive and unique vocalese, along with his vocal improvisations that are both rich in melody and lyrics. He has received 6 Grammy Award nominations for Best Vocal Jazz Performance and has been awarded the Downbeat Magazine Reader's Poll as the Best Male Vocalist for the years 96, 97, 2000, and 2001. Another duo? Yes, I think so. Here's the great Ida Cox and Coleman Hawkins with the tune Blues for Rampart Street off the Riverside Vaults CD collection.
Rampart Street in New Orleans town, known to everyone for miles around. Creole music and real jazz bands, that's the best spot in all the land. In most every cabaret, they turn night into day. I'm blue from my head down to my feet, due for dear old Rampart Street. I yearn to go down to Tom Anderson's cafe. I want to hear that Creole jazz band play. The Cadillac, the Red Onion too, the Boogie Woogie and the Park San Sue. You can enjoy yourself down on Rampart Street.
Saxophonist Michael Eaton, and you're listening to Kansas City's premier jazz radio show, Neon Jazz, with Joe Domino.
From the Kansas City area and now based in Brooklyn, New York, that was saxophonist, composer, and educator Michael Eaton with a lick off his 2014 album Individuation with the tune Interior Designs. This is one dynamic cat that dabbles in a variety of idioms. He embraces jazz, free improvised music, soul, rock, western classical, funk, reggae, rockabilly, marching bands, and much, much more. During February 2015, he is taking that New York quartet featured on his latest album, On the Road, and it will include a February 18, 2015 date in Kansas City at the Westport Coffee House. And this is what he had to say about growing up in the Kansas City area.
I'm a graduate of Liberty High School in 1999. And I, you know, was exposed to the Kansas City jazz scene as a teenager growing up, you know, and going to see local shows and studying with local artists and also seeing national and international names coming through town, like at the Folly Theater. I saw Michael Brecker, Joe Henderson, Sonny Rollins, the Village Vanguard Orchestra at the Folly, and then there was the Kansas City International Jazz Festival.
And no doubt you will see much more of Michael and KC and around the country. Let's move right on into the 1940s for some beans and cornbread next on Neon Jazz. Here's Louis Jordan with his timpani serving it up right.
Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans told cornbread, you ain't straight. Beans. You better wake up or I'll gas you gate. Beans. Been in this pot since 2:30. Beans. Swelling and puffing and almost due. I'll be ready to tell tonight. That's what beans told cornbread. Beans always get mad at me. Beans. I ain't mad at you. Cornbread by the toe. Beans said, cornbread, let me go. Beans. Cornbread said, I'll lay you low. Beans. I'm gonna fight you so and so. Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. That's what beans said, cornbread. You're so bad, you always want to fight. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. And I'm gonna beat the devil out you. On the corner tomorrow night. Hit cornbread on the head. Beans. Cornbread said, I'm almost dead. Beans. Beans told cornbread, get up, man. Beans. You know that we go hand in hand. Beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread, hand in hand. Beans. That's what beans said to cornbread. We should stick together, beans. Hand in hand. We should hang out together like wieners and sauerkraut. We should stick together like hot dogs and mustard. We should get up beans every morning and hang out together like sisters and brothers. Yeah. Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato salad.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red peas and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and Benson.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
We should hang out together. Cause beans and cornbread, they go hand in hand.
Hey, this is Eddie Moore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Guajira, vacílame, Guajira. Ven acá,
Guajira. Guajira. Vacila mi Guajira.
That was Latin and jazz percussionist Willie Bobo with the 1965 tune Spanish Grease. From solid Puerto Rican ancestry, he grew up in Spanish Harlem, New York City, with the given name of William Correa. He met Mongo Santamaria shortly after his arrival in New York and studied with him while acting as his translator. And then he went on at the age of 19 and joined Tito Puente for 4 years. He got that nickname Bobo from jazz pianist Mary Lou Williams in the early 50s, and it stuck. But unfortunately, his journey was cut short by cancer, and he left us at the age of 49. But his youngest son, Eric Bobo, is a percussionist with Cypress Hill, and he was also on the Beastie Boys' 1994 album, Ill Communication. We need some vibes on the show, and this next block features some of them. Starting off is Casey's own talent on the vibraphone. Here's Mr. John Kizilarmut with the tune Penthouse Serenade.
Thank you. is Oliver Lake, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a ball.
That was the great vibraphonist and bandleader Terry Gibbs with the tune that summed him up, Let's Do It. Terry got around. He performed and recorded with Tommy Dorsey, Chubby Jackson, Buddy Rich, Woody Herman, Benny Goodman, Louie Bellson, and many others over his career. And he was also prolific in the realm of film and TV studios out in L.A. They loved him. From the vibes in America, we move on to the piano in Canada. Here's one of the busiest jazz cats up there in the North American neighbor parts these days. Tilden Webb, along with his trio, on the 2005 song Lady J, live at the Cellar Groove.
Thank you.
Here we are going to end things on this hour of Neon Jazz with the great Toronto, Canada outfit known as the Cookers Quintet with the 2014 tune Obligatory Blues. The band features Ryan Oliver on tenor sax, Tim Hamill on trumpet, Alex Coleman on bass, Joel Haynes on the drums, and the great Richard Whiteman on the piano. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man helping out handily and cooking up all that jazz, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so let us know what you think or give us a request or two. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.